Hello, everyone, and welcome to Job Board Geek. It's the podcast about the business of connecting candidates and employers. I'm Jeff Dickey Chasins, the Job Board Doctor. I am your host, and I have with me the bubbly Stephen Rothberg of College Recruiter. He's the co-host. Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
I don't know if anybody's ever called me bubbly before, so I guess I'm going to take that as a compliment. Burp.
Yeah, you're like the champagne of co-host, you know. So I had some other adjectives that honestly I did not think were appropriate for the PG level of this podcast. So aww. I'll stick with bubbly. But anyway, today we have as our guest Brian Forrester of Lumina. Lumina is not a job board, but I think you're going to be pretty interested to find out what Lumina is and does. We'll get to him in a second. But first of all, Stephen, I just wanted to talk about an article that came up a couple weeks ago from our friends at AIM Group. They announced that Job Index has actually filed a formal complaint to the EU Commission requesting that a case be initiated against Google for abusing its dominant position. And they talked to Job Index founder and CEO, Kerr Danielson, and he said that he expects the commission to act according to the precedent that it set in a previous case involving Google Shopping that cost the company $2.5 billion. And in fact, Google has already been fined more than $8.5 billion for various antitrust breaches in the EU. Now, I think this was kind of interesting because Danielson's position, and Job Index, I should say, is a Danish job board. It's one of the very first aggregators, possibly the first aggregator out there, been around since the mid-90s. Their position is that Job Index has lost a significant amount of traffic once the Google for Jobs was introduced in Denmark. And I found this kind of interesting because in my experience with the vast majority of my clients, no matter where they're located, when Google for Jobs rolls in, if the job board participates by changing their jobs to the Google schema, they typically see a lift in traffic, and it can be, you know, anywhere from 15 to 30% lift. I think what's happening here is that these companies are regaining traffic that they lost to large aggregators like Indeed. Well, in that sense, what Job Index is doing makes sense because they are an aggregator. They're essentially acting like Indeed in the Danish market. And so, of course, it would make sense. They're losing traffic. The little guys are gaining traffic. But anyway, I think that Kerr is probably right. That Google's probably going to get fined again just because the EU just doesn't like this sort of stuff. But I don't know. What do you think, Stephen?
Well, the fines that Google has had is kind of like pocket change that you or I might find in our couch. I really don't think anybody there looks at the fines that they've had from the EU as anything more than just a pretty insignificant cost of doing business. It's a rounding error. If the EU is really intent on making Google change its business practices, the fines are going to have to be exponentially larger. I personally don't see that happening.
Well, don't forget, though, Stephen, that a lot of people speculated that Google killed Google Hire, their ATS, in reaction to the fines and legal actions in the EU. And I think that the fine is just a signal because the EU can levy more and more fines if they still find Google in breach. So,
yeah, no, absolutely. And Google has a long history of rolling out products, seeing if they stick. If they don't stick, they allow them to fail fast and they move out. I mean, every social media platform that Google has ever launched, and there are like 187 of them or something. I mean, they've been around for a couple of years to great fanfare. People love them and then they're killed. When I look at the Job Index thing, and I know that some companies like StepStone were pretty active in some previous complaints about this, it seems to me that these companies have been real fans of Google when Google has been a fan of theirs.
Right.
But when Google's no longer a fan of theirs, that all of a sudden Google's the bad guy. So, you know, if you're going to play with Google, and I think you should, then play with them. Don't try to put that black hat SEO hat on, you know, where you're trying to trick Google. If you make your site content, your page setup, your navigation, the schema that Google has published, if all of that is set up so that it is beneficial to the user, then Google's going to like you. If Job Index is not set up to be as beneficial to the user as some of the smaller sites in Denmark, then I don't know about you, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. It's not that I dislike Job Index, not at all. They do a lot of really great things, but so do some other sites. And if some of the other sites are being more innovative and being more candidate friendly, I think they should be rewarded.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And again, I would say in North America and some of the other markets that I work in, the sites that have benefited from this have been niche sites, not generalist sites. And, you know, you can argue, I would argue, that niche sites often serve candidates better than generalist sites just by design.
We get about 5 to 10% of our traffic from Google for jobs. Mm-hmm. And that's up almost 100% from before Google for Jobs. So, you know, it's not insignificant to us, but it's also not at all make it or break it. Or, wow, did we ever have a ton of traffic? And boy, is this going to be a fantastic month for us because of Google for Jobs. So we don't want to lose it. But I don't know of any site out there that's dependent on it. No. There were some that were dependent, like Indeed and I guess Job Index, on the pre-Google for Jobs, where they were dependent on that free traffic. And now I guess the playing field is starting to level a little bit more. And when the playing field is leveling, that's hurting some of these older players.
Yeah, well, good point. Not that anyone at the EU or Google is listening to us. So we'll just see what happens. Anyway, today we have on Job Board Geek, Brian Forrester of Lumina. Brian, welcome to the pod.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Excited to be here.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you here too. To start out, I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about Lumina, what it is, who it's targeting, and also a little bit about your background, how you happened to get into the recruitment marketing industry.
Yeah, absolutely. It's those are two of my favorite subjects. So myself and my business, you tell me when to quiet down. But Lumina is, to my benefit, I think Lumina is a very easy thing for most people to understand. So I often say, in the same way that, you know, televisions evolved from black and white TV to color TV, we really see ourselves as playing a similar kind of bridge-like role in the job board and recruitment industry, except what we're doing is we're using technology to convert vast numbers of text-only job postings. Mm-hmm. And converting them into multi-sensory video job postings. And we're doing it in a way that doesn't require cameras and filming and makeup and a sound person and editing. We're doing it all through technology that we've developed in-house, and we've made it, you know, the secret to our success has been scalability, right? Like, And so in a nutshell, we're making job postings a little bit more exciting to the candidate, right? We're telling the story of the job a little bit better, and we're arming recruiters and recruitment marketers with more than just a text-only job post. And so we see ourselves as being really complementary to the kind of traditional job posting, but allowing those job descriptions to really penetrate through social media and really engage at a higher level. So, you know, fundamentally, I probably say this about three times a week. You know, I always say we're not a marketing company. We're not a videography studio. We're really software people at the heart of it. And what we've done is built a platform that is really intended to fulfill our mission, which is make video accessible and affordable for talent acquisition teams. And we really think we're making good strides on doing that.
Since we are on a podcast and we don't have the ability to look at a computer screen to see what you guys do, could you kind of give us a verbal walkthrough of what a typical Lumina job ad would look like?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I love talking about video on a podcast. I think really what we're doing, and it's interesting because when I tell people about it verbally, they always begin to develop some sort of like idea of what they think it is. And then when they see it, I see this invisible light bulb go off above their head and they're like, oh, I get it. And so what we're doing is, you know, people think of video often as, you know, someone standing in front of a camera and they're talking at you and it's usually at least a couple of minutes long. Right. And so what we've done at Lumina, and there are examples on lumina.co, that's our homepage. What we've done is we really take the key elements of the role, so the job title, the location, and of course the brand of the company, and we're building individualized, almost like a micro commercial. And these are about 30-second videos, very concise, highlighting the key elements of the job in a way that's compelling. So you might see the beginning of a video will come in and it'll say, we're hiring. And it'll say the job title will come in a very, you know, tasteful, animated way. We'll show a picture of someone who is in that field, you know, so we're kind of building up that imagery and building that kind of brand awareness and that kind of positive feeling. And there's usually music to the videos, a little bit of background music. And then we'll dive in and we'll show a picture. You know, a lot of our organizations are recruiting people across states. And so we'll show an image of either the work environment or the geography. And then we'll highlight, you know, what are the key elements? You know, I often, as we're onboarding new customers, I often say, you know, just imagine you had two floors. You're going up two floors with a candidate. That's all the time you've got on an elevator. What are the things you say? And that's really what we're doing with our videos, is we are boiling it down. I'm often taking a 500-word job description, which is, you know, what most people do. It's like asking someone to read a New York Times article, really.
Right.
And I'm boiling that 500 words down to about 50. And we're making it into a little 30-second video. And I can talk more about the benefits of that and how people are using that. But in a nutshell, we're highlighting things like job title, location, mission statement of the organization. But we do customize them. So when we sit down with a new customer, we say, you know, what's important to you and what's important to the candidates that you're targeting? Of all the things you could mention, what are the couple of things that are really most captivating and most important? And then we'll tailor the videos around that.
At College Recruiter, we talk about sort of like three stages of marketing, attraction, engagement, activation. And when I've looked at your videos, this seems to be very squarely in the attraction. It's taking somebody who might not know anything about the role, might not know anything about the employer, and basically saying, this is something you might want to look into. It's not getting into the, you know, 17 bullet point job requirements and you have to have a Bachelor of Science degree and blah, 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 blah. It's a step before that. So very cool. Question for you. I noticed on, I think it was on your LinkedIn, your company's LinkedIn page, it says that you're in all 50 states and Switzerland. So my question to you is, are we about to make Switzerland the 51st state? And is that why you're there? Or are you looking for tax deductible trips to Switzerland so that you know, we can basically be underwriting your vacations? Or what's going on?
It is pure coincidence. And I think I probably wrote that about a year ago and I haven't looked at it again, but I think we're maybe in at least a dozen countries by now. But Switzerland was a Cologne. So we started off in the healthcare space, actually, because that's where my background was a lot of hospitals and health systems. And so I can happily talk more about that. But you know, even today, about 70% of our customers are in healthcare of some sort, whether it's, you know, senior living or hospitals. But I remember the company in Switzerland was our first kind of like inbound. They were like, hey, could you do this for us? And we looked into what they did, and it was they design flavors and they design scents. And, you know, it's just, we were like, absolutely, you know, we'll help you find the next Willy Wonka, you know?
And if we have to spend a week, you know, in Geneva figuring this out, well, you know, we won't argue.
Well, so what you've described obviously makes a lot of sense for a job board to want to have on their platform, because it's going to increase engagement, increase candidate likelihood for, you know, for actually applying for a job, interviewing for a job. How do you work with job boards? Can you describe how that tends to work, both logistically and financially?
Absolutely. And it's a good question. And it's some of these lessons are very hard earned. You know, as a startup, we have done things the wrong way before, and you learn from it, right? So it's all about getting as many cycles of learning and as many iterations as you can early on, so that by the time, you know, a larger job board sits down with you, you can say it with confidence, right? So we were very lucky to have some early partners. One of our early partners was a job board called Healthy Careers, and they've been around for, you know, several decades, and they were really our first big job board partner, and they helped us work through. We iterated on a few different models, and essentially the logic that you outlined. So if I'm a job board, why am I interested in video job postings? You know, the number one point is differentiation, right? How do we stand out? The second point to that, very closely related, is how do we stay relevant? You know, times are changing quickly. How do we not try to catch up to the curve, but stay slightly ahead of it? And then the other component really is an additional way to generate revenue. You know, if you can say, it's what I often call it, the, and a lot of people call it this, but the "would you like fries with that" model.
Right.
If someone is already posting text job descriptions to your board, asking them, hey, would you like to upgrade or add on video job postings? You don't have to do anything other than click a box. It's a really great way to add value, get their interest, and add additional revenue streams to your business. So we use what we call a, we call it Powered by Lumina. And that's kind of the umbrella term for our partnerships. And we really see, you know, in the beginning, a lot of folks thought, oh, are you going to evolve this into a job board? Are you going to build out kind of a consumer or candidate facing, you know, virtual real estate and try to get all that traffic? And I thought, well, that sounds incredibly difficult and very risky. And there are already lots of people who have for decades been doing this. So, you know, let's be the software partner under this Powered by Lumina model. And just, you know, shake hands and plug and play. And so that's really what we've been doing. Typically, we'll do a revenue share. And that's kind of, we have some standardized models for that, but it's pretty simple. And then we have some customers in terms of job boards who have decided that they actually want to be our customer. And they just say, you know what, we'll pay for it. And as a result of us paying for it, we're going to get more customers. We're going to get more applicants coming through our site. We're going to make our existing customers happier. That, I think, is an interesting approach. We're a young company, so I don't have enough data to really look at the two or three different blueprint models we have for job board partners and say, oh, well, you know, of the 50 that we've done, these this model is the best. But we are starting to see some patterns and trends in what people are interested in and what's really effective. And I do tend to think that simple is always best.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I have a lot of vendors that have contacted me over the years that want to work with job boards. And I've also talked with a lot of job boards about working with various vendors. Inevitably, it falls apart because of complexity, because the one party or the other is trying to cover every single possible thing that could happen. So I think keeping the model as simple as possible, as straightforward, as transparent as possible is a good way to go. So I'm curious in terms of, because this podcast has an audience that's all over the world. We have a lot of listeners, South America, in the EU, in the UK, Southeast Asia. Can you give us an idea of what languages or what areas that you have worked a lot in other than in North America?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's an area where we're growing a lot too. And we have we just recently landed a customer who we're starting to work with called Syneos Health, S-Y-N-E-O-S. Mm-hmm. And they are a global company. And so, you know, we've done, I would say, probably 30 different languages so far, just independently with a variety of customers. And we've probably done maybe a dozen countries. The first actual video job posting I ever sold in my life, I was on the phone at 4 a.m. with someone in South Africa. And working, she was the head of HR for DHL South Africa. And I fumbled through my pitch and I was like, well, here's what it is. You know, and I was trying to describe it. And she said, well, how much is it? And I wasn't prepared for that question. So I said, $45. You know, I just made up a number out of the air. And I thought, well, you know, it's my first customer ever. I'll figure it out. And then as I was putting that very first video together, and this is 2019, way before, you know, before the pandemic. And as I was putting the video together, I realized, well, I don't actually know what people in South Africa look like. Like, I don't know the makeup of South Africa. And so that's continued to be something that we've prioritized as a business, is anytime we're doing, even within the continental US, is being really thoughtful about the visuals that we're using, the imagery that we're using. You know, not only does it need to be appropriate for the industry and the job itself, but it needs to be, you know, really keeping in mind, reflecting the audience that it's targeting. The eyeballs that are going to see it. So that's been something we've really been conscientious about as well.
We're running out of time, but I have one final question to ask for you. It's very predictable, but I'm always curious to hear how guests answer it, which is, what's next? What's the next big thing you guys are going to be doing?
Oh, I love that question. Well, we are in the we've just hired a chief revenue officer. I don't know if I can announce who it is yet, but I'll probably end up doing a press release. And we did that after, between January and July, we had multiple inbound acquisition offers, which for a startup is very exciting, all of which we declined because we want to keep growing this thing. And we love working with our customers. We love securing new partnerships and partnering with job boards, applicant tracking systems. So for us, it's really about scalability. We'll be making our first appearance in September. September at HR Tech. We'll be in the startup Pavilion, and we'll see if they let us pitch. That'll be fun. And so for us, it's really kind of coming into this next chapter of growth where we've gotten past the initial stage of validating the concept and getting to your first couple hundred customers and saying, okay, well, that's a good start, but how do you get all the way up here? And so for us, it really is a question of scalability and how do we make our existing platform something that anyone and everyone can access. And I will say that's where we've put a lot of our energy in the last several months has been, we launched a feature about 5 days ago that allows anyone anywhere to go to our website, lumina.co, hit the sign up button in the top right, and within 90 seconds, you can be inside our product, looking at it, clicking around, browsing, and you can actually request a video job posting from us for any sort of job that you have open today. And we will generate that video for you for free and get it back to you within usually 12 hours. And then you'll be able to use that to say, ah, so this is what a video job posting for my company might look like. You can share it around internally. And because we just got tired of explaining it to people, you know, and then saying, well, let us show you. And like, instead of let us show you, it's like, well, how about you just play with it? And then if you have questions, you'll let us know. And it's been so rewarding to watch people on this journey from reading a blog post or hopefully listening to this podcast and just saying, oh, that's interesting. Let me, instead of reading a PDF about it or calling Brian and setting up a meeting, let me just go play with it. And if it makes sense, then we'll have a conversation internally. And so for me, I'm very excited about kind of opening the floodgates. And I think letting people just play with your product and build a relationship with it is the key to kind of getting to that scalability. So, you know, I'm excited for the next chapter very much.
Yeah, well, I think you should be. And hopefully some of the people listening to this podcast are going to be some of the people that help you scale up as well, because I think job boards could play a big role in terms of expanding the reach of Lumina. So, well, listen, Brian, it's been great having you on the show. If our listeners want to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
I'm a big fan of LinkedIn. So Brian Forrester, Lumina, you Google any of those things and the LinkedIn will pop up. Also, lumina.co is our website. And you can reach me by email at brian@lumina.co. And yeah, happy to get back to anyone. And really, partnerships is key to our growth strategy. So we're looking to build those relationships, first and foremost. So happy to reach out to anyone or speak with anyone who just wants to learn more. Thank you both very much for having me. It was great to be here. Great to have such an interesting conversation. You guys are a lot of fun. I hope I get invited back in a couple of years.
Well, Stephen, if people want to get a hold of you, what do they need to do?
Yeah, they can email me, Stephen@collegerecruiter.com. But I just want to pick up on something that Brian said, coming back in a couple of years. So here's my prediction. In a couple of years, people will be able to go into lumina.co and create the video all by themselves. And you won't actually have humans that are going to be looking at the job title, the job description, figuring out what the visuals are. That will be AI. Then you can get a feed, whether it's from a college recruiter or a job index of here's 100,000 jobs. And we get a feed right back. Here are the video job postings for every single one of them. When that happens, game changer. And then I think you'll probably be more willing to have those acquisition conversations too.
Yeah. Yeah. I could be convinced.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a sunny future. And so, well, that's it for today's episode of Job Board Geek. I encourage folks to subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify, or whatever other subscription platform you prefer. My name is Jeff Dickey Chasins, the Job Board Doctor, and you've been listening to the only podcast that focuses about the business of connecting candidates and employers. That's it for now. We'll see you again next time.